There's a common complaint among journalists when they have to get a story done on a tight deadline. I just don't have the time.
After a busy quarter with stories being put on the back burner, we decided it was time to crack down on this claim. For this special broadcast, we gave reporters 24 hours to get a story done. On Thursday, November 14th at 4 p.m., 11 journalists began the one-day mission.
We decided to document this 24-hour challenge along the way in an effort to get the truth about what it's like to make a package start to finish within a day.
When the clock struck four, we began interviewing reporters to gauge how everyone was feeling.
Reporter Rachel Spears was in high spirits for her story with Ella Smith.
I'm very confident right now. Catch me in a few hours and we'll see. I'm very excited. I think that the chaos will add to the excitement.
While we worried about how some reporters would fare under this time crunch, Spears is no stranger to procrastination.
Do you usually procrastinate?
Usually, yeah. So this activity is great for me.
Does it work for you, procrastination?
Sometimes. Sometimes. 50% of the time it works out and everything's fine, and then other times it's the most stressful few hours of my life.
Meanwhile, Gabe Shumway and Edward Simon Cruz felt more wary of the hours ahead, each of which they would be spending listening to the same 11-second song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, on a loop.
The video is 11 seconds, and it will play 60 times, 60? That's 3,600.
Times 24.
In an hour. Times 24, 86.4, over 11. We will be listening to it 7,854 and a half times.
Krishna Kumar, reporting with John Kowalski, sounded initially confident, but he had some apprehension too.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Certainly. I hope not. I really hope not. Maybe I jinxed it.
While some teams decided to test their physical and mental limitations, Basil Free and Mariah Pettway took a different approach.
A lot of other people are doing a lot of, endurance-based things. But we wanted to keep it lighthearted, throw a little nostalgia, have a little fun with it.
So, we begin our countdown with an oldie, but a goodie.
It seems like the 24 hours have started.
All right, let's go. Play it. Run it.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
After about 8 hours, or roughly 2,600 plays of Row, Row, Row Your Boat, we checked back in with the teams to see if anyone had changed their tune.
Here's a behind-the-scenes listen about how our reporting teams fared as time marched on.
When we checked in with Spears, the amateur procrastinator lucked out on her 50% odds of facing stress and chaos, but not without some challenges.
I did get rejected 5 times in a row for interviews, which honestly surprised me. And it was all in a row, but then everyone else so far has said yes.
Is it easier or harder than you thought it would be going in?
Honestly, it's easier.
Luckily, a lot of our challengers felt this way. Shumway and Cruz found themselves much less distracted than expected.
What I found is that I've been talking to myself while I'm walking out loud instead of thinking in my head. Because when I'm talking out loud, it's helping me to drown out the music playing in my head rather than being in my own thoughts.
I think because you can use it to either place it in the background if you're talking with other people, or kind of use it to your advantage and create a sort of rhythm like I did when I was at the gym or doing routine things. There are ways that you can adapt the kind of repetitive nature of the music to make it work.
With reporters seemingly unfazed by the imposed time restriction, we began to wonder why many still feel like they don't have the time to complete pressing tasks.
According to Ted Ed, here's what happens when we're faced with a deadline. Quote, your brain responds like it would to any incoming threat. Your amygdala, a set of neurons involved in emotional processing and threat identification, releases hormones, including adrenaline, that kick off a fear response. And it's in the midst of this fight, flight, or freeze response that you decide to handle the threat by avoiding it in favor of some less stressful task. Unquote.
So when we put off or back out of a story, does that make us lazy journalists?
Not exactly. Quote, procrastinators often report a high fear of failure, putting things off because they're afraid their work won't live up to their high standards, unquote. By setting the intentional standard of procrastination for this special broadcast, rather than allowing it to be accidental, our reporters faced the idea that whatever they did in 24 hours would be enough, because it had to be.
With that in mind, we left teams and their high alert amygdalas to face the inevitable, finishing their reporting, script writing, and audio editing under the wire.
When the 24 hours were all said and done, our reporters were feeling the relief of this challenge being over.
We did one final check-in to see how they were feeling.
I think it was a very fulfilling experience.
Yeah, it's thriving. At least that's my opinion. Yeah.
I agree. I think doing it all so fast, it was intense, but it was fun. It was rewarding.
Some felt the benefits of working in pairs.
I often get in like writer's block or like hit different roadblocks where I'm like, I don't really know how to word this correctly. But like having someone to kind of just like push past those and like bounce creative ideas with made the process go really smooth. And like we were able to finish it in one night.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that it didn't take us that long. I think I was just surprised by how fast Rachel was doing these interviews. By the time I started the audio editing and just like getting the interview clips together, she had already interviewed 12 people. And then by the end of the night, she had interviewed 21.
And for arguably one of our most challenged teams, the night met almost none of their original expectations.
I thought I was going to be more frazzled by now.
I feel like, honestly, the worst part of it was when I was in class last night and I was so in my own head about it just because of the reactions of others. Like, I had a feeling my parents were going to be, like, very, like, don't do this. But once they were, like, super chill about it, I was like, okay, like, the people I've trusted with my safety for most of my life are generally thinking this is not an issue.
But finally, for one reporter, a long-held dream was finally realized.
I can finally like sleep a little better at night knowing that I took advantage of this opportunity. Special broadcast helped me accomplish my dreams. That's really beautiful.
For WNUR News, I'm Georgia Kerrigan.
And I'm Jessica Watts.